Day 57 or February the 26th. Is it a promise or just wishful thinking? Our thoughts today are from Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 18. The Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. The book of Deuteronomy contains many personal laws, including marriage and the keeping of vows. Whilst marriage in the Bible was not the same as it is in the 21st century, it was based on a covenant and agreement before God, so in that respect, little has changed. Vows of all kinds were required and should be made with no escape clauses. Just as God made vows to his people and kept them all, he expected them to keep the promises they made to him. Now today's action step. Have you ever been on the phone and been given a cast-iron promise that action would be taken on your behalf and then heard nothing? When you ring again, no one has heard of your contact's name and there is no record of your phone call. All these people need to read Deuteronomy. Well, that may be an overreaction, but you get the point, I'm sure. Not keeping your word is bad business, and it's bad for the kingdom of God, too. Does your church promise a warm welcome on your external notice board and weekly in your announcements, but the reality is a gathering of cliques each Sunday that are totally unwilling to accommodate any visitor? As a preacher, this has happened to me more than once, when I have been made clearly aware that my job is to preach and that's it. I am never available to preach in that church again. I would rather go somewhere else. I'm like a friend of mine who, when he didn't want to accept an engagement, he always said sadly that he had a funeral that day, even if it was months ahead. It's amazing how many times it worked for him. Why not vow now that all your future vows will be honoured by you? This may curtail the number you make, but that's probably not a bad thing.